From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. We're getting reaction after the EPA announced it would renew the label for over-the-top dicamba use in soybeans and cotton through 2020. According to AgWeb.com, Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says the decision represents a very thorough scientific review, and producers should review labels, understand why changes were made, and ensure all requirements are met. EPA added certain restrictions, including applicators must be certified, spray restrictions of 45 days after planting soybeans and 60 days after cotton, buffers for endangered species, and limited application hours. Could a trade deal with China be in the works? President Trump's tweet about a recent phone conversation with Chinese President Xi Jinping ahead of a meeting later this month sent markets soaring. Market analyst Bill Biederman told Ag Day there's so much riding on trade negotiations with China that could potentially be a difference between current cash beans at $7.50 and world prices near $11. He says many economists and analysts believe if the issue is resolved during this production season, the market can recover. Scottish officials have culled 4 more cows for testing from a farm that found a classical case of bovine spongiform encephalopathy, or mad cow disease. AgWeb.com reports Scotland's Rural Affairs Secretary Fergus Ewing confirmed the cullings to see if BSE was more widespread. Carcasses, including one that was born from the original affected animal, have been taken to a testing facility. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.